Come in. Are you the student that the coach sent over for some private tutoring? I see. Well, let's get to it. What's your name? Bull? That's your name? Oh, I see. That's your nickname. Well, whatever. You can call me Miss Brooks. Now, why don't you sit down and get comfortable while I review this note that I got from Coach? It says here that you are failing math and history and biology. How could you possibly be failing biology? Oh, you don't like dissecting frogs. I see. Well, we sure have our work cut out for us here. So let's roll up our sleeves and get started. No, I didn't mean that literally. Roll your sleeves back down. Though you do have very muscular forearms, if I may say so. What's that? I didn't hear you. You're mumbling. Say that again. You said that I ain't seen nothing yet? Now, what the heck is that supposed to mean? This is very serious. If you don't pass these classes, you won't be able to play for the team next week. And you know how important that game is. You say there are more important things in life than math and history, that biology is very important too, but Coach says you're failing biology. Maybe we'd better start there. Now, what part of biology do you need help with? Reproduction? You don't understand how it works? Well, it's very simple. The female of the species produces eggs, and the male of the species produces the seed, called sperm, that fertilizes the eggs. And when they get together, a new life is created, and the species reproduces. See? Simple, huh? What? You don't understand? Well, I don't know how I can make it any plainer. Maybe I'd better draw you a picture. Here. Let's take the human species, for example. Here is a stick figure of a man. And here I drew this little thing sticking out in the middle of his body, just below his waist. This is the man's penis, and this is what he uses to spread his seed around to repopulate the human species. No, he doesn't just shoot it around any old place. He has to shoot it in a special place, inside the female. Let me draw you another picture. See? This is the picture of a woman, and these are her breasts, where she produces milk with which to feed the baby. And down here, just below her waist, inside her, are her female reproductive system. You can't see it. It's buried inside her. But the male of the species sticks his penis inside the female reproductive tract and ejaculates his sperm and thus fertilizes her egg. And this is how new life is created and babies are made. Are you sure no one has ever explained this to you? He can't possibly be this dumb. I think he's playing me. Well, I will just show him, and I'll call his bluff. Listen, it's obvious that you aren't catching on to what I'm saying, and my stick figure drawings aren't all that great, so I'll just have to demonstrate what I'm saying to you. Stand up and take your pants off. That was quick. What, no objections? Oh my God, don't you wear any underwear? See, that's what I mean. That's your penis, and a very big penis it is, too. What is it? 8 or 9 inches long, and about 4 or 5 inches around? Well, I am a pretty good judge of numbers. I know my way around a tape measure. It comes from sewing. Now, your penis is what you stick inside a woman to fertilize her egg, which she produces once a month. And if you stick your penis inside her at just the right time, you make a baby. What? You don't know where to stick it? Oh my God, I was afraid of that. Okay, let me show you. I will stand up and take my clothes off too and show you what you need to know in order to pass biology. First of all, I will take off my white silk blouse. And then I will take off my purple bra, size 42D cup. Okay. These are my breasts. Not all women have breasts as big as mine. They don't need to. The purpose of the breast is to provide milk for the baby. And small breasts get bigger when the woman is pregnant and has a baby. If I were pregnant, my breasts would probably get bigger to maybe a size E or F cup. I wouldn't be able to fit them into the bra I'm wearing now. My breasts would be too big and I would overflow the cups. Now I'll remove my straight navy skirt. And my purple half slip, and my purple panties, I'm still wearing my garter belt and stockings, but I don't need to remove those to show you what you need to know. Now sit back down and take your hands away from your cock. I want to show you something. See, if I tilt my hips up at this angle, you can see my female sex organs. This whole area is called my vulva, and these are my outer lips, or labia major, and when I part them, you can see a slit. These are my inner lips, or labia minor, and my vagina. This is where your penis goes if and when you want to reproduce. You just stick your penis right in here. It's my opening, and you just have to push your penis inside. I know my opening looks small and tight. That's because it is. I haven't had sex with a man in a long time, and so I'm very small and tight down there. Men like it when a woman is tight. It enhances the sexual feeling and makes a man want to give up his seed faster. Now watch me. See how I lick my finger and then rub it against my pussy lips and then stick it inside my slit? See how tight I am and how hard it is to get my finger inside? I'm only into the first knuckle. I will have to get wetter and push harder to get my finger into the second knuckle. Here, you can help me. Touch my tits. Fondle them. Squeeze them. See how the flesh overflows your hands? And you have big hands, too. Now lick my nipples. Yes, that's it. Oh, that feels good. A woman's tits are connected to her pussy. And when you suck a woman's tits, her juices start to flow and her pussy gets wetter. Now suck my nipples. Take them into your mouth and suck them. Yes, that's it. You're getting the hang of it. Now look down here. See how much wetter I am? See how I can get my finger inside now to the second knuckle? You have to get a woman stretched out so she can take a man's cock. And she would have to be really stretched out to take a cock as big as yours. So I will have to stick a second finger inside me, next to the first one, and move them back and forth. In and out. until I'm stretched out enough to take a man's penis inside me so he can give me a seed and try to make a baby. No, a baby isn't produced every time a man sticks his cock inside a woman and fucks her. Just sometimes. So you have to do it really often if you want the woman to catch, as they say. Or you can just do it during her fertile time, which is about 2 weeks after she has her menstrual flow, or period. Now you try. Lick your finger and try and stick it inside me. Yeah, that's it. Oh, my, your fingers are big. So much bigger than mine. You can hardly get your index finger inside me. Move it around some. Yeah. Do it some more. See how wet I'm getting for you? That's all natural. That's what's supposed to happen for a woman to get wetter so she can take a man's cock. Now look at your cock. See how wet your cock is getting? That is called pre-cum. And my, you sure have a lot of pre-cum. It's dripping all over the place. I see that I'm going to have to do something about that. Take your finger out of me so I can bend down and lick your cock. I don't want a big mess on the floor. So I will just lick your pre-cum up with my tongue and take you into my mouth and suck all your pre-cum up. You taste good. Do you like that? Do you see how hard I'm making your cock? That's so you can stick it inside me and fuck a baby into me. You have so much pre-cum. Now put your hands on top of my head and guide my mouth up and down your cock in a motion that feels good to you. And fuck your cock into my mouth so I can make it even harder. God, you're getting big, honey. You almost went down my throat that time. Do you like what I'm doing to you, baby? Do you like sticking your big fat cock into my mouth and fucking my mouth with it? Huh? Do it again. Yeah. I want to see how hard I can get you before you stick your cock into my slit. baby. No wonder they call you Bull. I have made your cock fucking huge. I don't think I can take your cock, baby. You're going to have to get me wetter. Wetter than I already am. Play with my tits as I suck your cock. Pinch my nipples. Yeah, like that. Okay, I think you're ready for the next part of your lesson now. I'm going to lay down here on top of my desk, right at the edge, and I want you to look at my pussy. Do you see me spreading my labia major? Do you see how wet I am? Do you see my inner lips? That is where you're going to put your cock as you shove it all the way inside me. And do you see this little nub here that just popped out? That's called my clitoris. And if a man is smart, he will lick and suck a woman's clit because it feels really, really good to her. And then she will want, or rather beg, for a man to stick his cock inside her. Now get your face down there and stick your tongue out and lick my slit. That's right. You're doing it good, kid. I mean, Bull. See how wet I am? How my juices are flowing? How turned on I am? That's right. Oh, that feels so good, baby. Oh, you're eating me so good. Oh, God, yes. Keep doing it, Bull. Yeah. Oh, hello there. Yeah. Right there. Right there. Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Feels so good. Oh God, yes. Oh, do it. Oh God. Oh, more, more. I just came for you, baby. You made Mama feel so good. Now stick your big fat cock inside me and fuck me. Fuck me deep and fuck me hard. And don't you dare let up until you shoot your seed deep inside me. Oh, ow. It's too big. Be careful. Just a little bit at a time. Just a little bit. I can't take anymore. Oh, suck my tits. Make me wetter. I need to get used to your cock inside me. I'm so tight. That's it. Feed me just a little bit at a time. Yeah. I can take a little bit more. Yeah. Oh, you're so big, baby. Oh, just a little bit more. Oh, baby. You're all the way inside me now. Can you feel yourself bottoming out? You've reached the end of my pleasure tunnel. You can't go any further without piercing my cervix and going to my womb. And you're right at the tip of my cervix now. Oh, banging against it. Be careful, baby. Don't bruise me. Oh, God, baby. Oh, you're fucking me so good. Ow. Oh. Oh. Now lean over and suck my tits as you fuck me. Oh, that just feels so good. Now kiss me. Stick your tongue inside my mouth and fuck my mouth with your tongue just like you're fucking my pussy. Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Oh, God, baby. Oh, this is so good. Fuck me harder. Give me all of your cock. I can take it. I want it. I need it. I need you to fuck me hard. Do it. Fuck me faster. Make me come again. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, oh. Oh, God. Oh. I need it. I need to feel you. Ow. I need to feel you shooting your load inside me. Oh, baby, that feels so good. Do that again. Yes. Ow. 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 Keep doing that. Oh, my God. Yes. Jesus. Ow. 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 Yes. Ow. Ow. I can feel your balls slapping my ass as you fuck me. Oh, oh yes, do it. Oh, I need your cum, baby. Oh, God, I want to feel you come inside me so bad. Please, please, baby, shoot your cum inside me. I need it. I want it. Oh, I want to take your cum. I want to, oh, Jesus, dude, keep doing that. That is, oh, God, your cock is so big inside me. Oh, I can, oh, oh, I can barely, oh, Jesus, oh, oh. Do it. I want you to come inside me, baby, so bad. I want to feel you shooting your load inside me. Ow. 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 Oh, baby. You just shot so much cum inside me. And your cock is still big and swollen. Keep it there inside me. And after a while, it will go soft and fall out of me. Then we will look and see how much cum you shot inside me. And we'll watch it drip out. Yeah. So much cum. You just shot a baby inside me for sure. Because there's so much cum. Now come up here. And let me lick your cock clean. So what do you think? Do you think you can pass biology now? Or are we going to have another lesson?